When Genesis ends, God seems to be everywhere. The story of Joseph, the son of Jacob, is the longest personal narrative in Genesis and closes out the last three chapters of that first book. When Joseph was kidnapped and sold as a slave, the Bible says the Lord was with Joseph and caused him to prosper. When Joseph was falsely accused and imprisoned, the Lord was with him and showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. We read about that in Genesis 39, verse 21. You see, God caused Joseph to be released from prison and elevated him to second in command over all Egypt. God is there at every turn. And through all the hardships, Joseph honored God with an exemplary life. Now, when Exodus begins, however, God seems nowhere to be found. 400 years pass between Genesis and Exodus. And as Exodus begins, all of God's people are enslaved. You can only imagine how the Israelites felt. God had let them down. While they had once been the head and not the tail, they are now at the bottom. But the story of Exodus affirms that God has not disappeared nor ceased watching over his people. In what will be the greatest story in the Old Testament, God delivers his people from Egyptian bondage so they can worship him. Now, in the Hebrew Old Testament, the word Exodus is called names from the first line of the book. These are the names. Exodus 19 and verse 1 mentions going out of the Exodine, Egypt. And when that Old Testament was translated into Greek, this became the new name of the book. The book can be divided really into four main sections. First of all, number one, God delivers the descendants of Jacob, known as the Israelites because Jacob's other name was Israel. We see that in Exodus 1 through Exodus 13, verse 16. The second section, Israel journeys under the protection of God to Sinai. That would be found in Exodus 13 through Exodus 19, verse 2. The third section, God tells Israel what he expects of them, both in how they live and how they approach him in worship. Exodus 19:3 through Exodus 34, verse 28. And finally, the fourth section, Israel's obedience to God illustrated in their building a place for worship. Exodus 34, verse 29 through Exodus 40, verse 38. You know, sometimes our lives look and feel as if God is nowhere to be found. But he is there, planning our deliverance and bringing it to pass. This was surely the way it must have seemed for Jesus. Even in the New Testament, God was there for him, just as he is there for us. Between now and our Exodus, God calls us to a lifestyle that honors him in obedience and worships him in praise.